Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Crushing It in Apartments and Commercial Real Estate, How a Small Investor Can Make It Big is a Practical Real Estate Investing Guide by Brian H. Murray. It is aimed primarily at readers who want to move beyond small residential rentals and understand how apartments and commercial properties can be acquired, improved, and managed by a small operator. The book draws on Murray's own path from a non-professional investor and teacher to the founder of a growing commercial real estate business. So its value comes from experience rather than theory alone. Its purpose is to show how a beginner can approach commercial real estate with discipline, careful analysis, and business-like operating habits. Rather than presenting passive wealth as the central idea, it emphasizes active ownership, value creation, tenant management, financing, and steady portfolio growth. The result is a book positioned between introductory education and operator-focused advice, with a clear emphasis on realistic methods that smaller investors can actually apply. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using small investor status as an advantage in commercial real estate. A distinctive idea in the book is that being small is not necessarily a weakness. Murray argues that individual investors can often move with more flexibility than larger institutions, especially in smaller apartment buildings and local commercial deals where attention, persistence, and creativity matter. This matters because many beginners assume commercial real estate is only for capital-rich firms. But the book reframes that assumption by showing how smaller operators can compete through responsiveness and willingness to handle overlooked properties. The practical implication is that the investor does not need to imitate a large fund to succeed. Instead, the book encourages finding situations where a hands-on owner can add value that a larger buyer may ignore. That logic gives the book its central strategic point scale is not required at the start, and small size can be used to access opportunities, negotiate creatively, and build a portfolio one property at a time. Secondly, buy and hold investing built around value add improvements. The book's investment model is a traditional buy and hold approach, but it is not passive in the usual sense. Murray focuses on buying properties that have room for operational improvement, then increasing their performance through better management, repairs, or other practical upgrades. The goal is to raise income and strengthen long-term value rather than chase quick resale gains. This framework is important because it connects acquisition decisions to ongoing execution. A property is not viewed as a finished asset, but as a business that can be improved through disciplined ownership. Readers learn to think in terms of cash flow, not just purchase price, and to see renovation or stabilization as a route to stronger returns. Compared with speculative real estate books, this one is grounded in process and patience. It makes clear that wealth in this category comes from repeated operational improvements and reinvestment, not from one dramatic transaction. Thirdly, finding and creatively financing deals without relying on outside capital. One of the most useful parts of the book is its emphasis on sourcing properties and arranging financing in ways that are realistic for small investors. Murray discusses how to look for opportunities in apartments and commercial properties, then structure purchases without depending heavily on outside investors or excessive leverage. That is significant because financing is often the biggest barrier for beginners entering commercial real estate. The book does not treat capital as an abstract issue. It treats it as a practical problem that must be solved through negotiation, lender relationships, and careful deal structure. The broader lesson is that growth can be bootstrapped. Rather than raising money first and searching for deals later, the investor can use each purchase to build credibility and borrowing capacity for the next one. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who have limited capital but want a path into larger assets. Its financing advice is not flashy, but it is aligned with the realities of building a durable portfolio. Fourthly, operating properties through tenants, lenders, and repeatable systems, Murray presents commercial real estate as an operating business, not just an ownership model. That shows up in the book's attention to difficult tenants, working with lenders, and developing consistent processes. These topics matter because property performance depends less on theory than on execution after the purchase closes. The book's operational focus helps explain why some investors can scale and others stall. They build routines that reduce chaos and allow them to manage more units without losing control. By discussing team building, clear roles, and process consistency, Murray brings basic business thinking into property management. This is one of the book's most valuable contributions because it links real estate investing to enterprise management. The reader is encouraged to think like an operator who must keep income stable, costs under control, and communication clear. In that sense, the book is not only about buying assets, but about creating a working system that can support growth over time. Lastly, a beginner-friendly bridge from residential rentals to commercial assets. The book is especially well-suited to readers who already understand single-family or small residential rentals, but want a clearer path into larger properties. Murray explains commercial real estate in accessible terms and avoids heavy jargon, which lowers the barrier for newcomers. This bridge function is important because many investors know they want to grow, but are unsure how commercial underwriting, property evaluation, and larger scale operations differ from residential investing. The book helps by translating those differences into practical steps rather than abstract formulas. It also uses real-world stories and case examples to show how a solo investor can progress without pretending the process is effortless. What stands out is the combination of ambition and restraint the book is encouraging, but it does not overstate ease or speed. That makes it credible for beginners and useful for intermediate investors who need a framework for moving up an asset class without losing discipline. In conclusion, this book should be read by beginner real estate investors, small landlords, and residential investors who are considering a move into apartments or commercial properties. It is also useful for readers who prefer practical operator advice over theory-heavy investing books. The main benefit is that it provides a realistic framework for entering commercial real estate without assuming large capital, outside syndication, or sophisticated financial background. Readers can gain a clearer understanding of deal analysis, creative financing, tenant management, and the business routines needed to scale a property portfolio responsibly. What differentiates it from many books in the category is its specific focus on the small investor's path. Instead of presenting commercial real estate as an institution-level game, it shows how an individual can start modestly, add value, reinvest cash flow, and grow through repetition. The writing is accessible, but the subject matter remains grounded in actual operating concerns. That combination makes it stand out as a practical bridge between beginner education and real-world commercial ownership. If you would like to support Brian H. Murray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.